rejected, scorned, abandoned. Have you ever felt any of these? All of these? For anyone who has ever felt alone, ever had loneliness sink its teeth into your life, what we are going to talk about today is for you. Hi, I'm John Winkleman, your spiritual fitness coach. In the very first book of the Bible called Genesis, we learn about a woman named Hagar. Hagar, through a series of very strange events, faced a situation very similar to what we just described. Hagar was rejected, scorned, and abandoned. The people she lived with treated her so badly that she ran away. That's where I want to pick up her story, in Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai." Here Hagar is, all alone, in the wilderness, and yet the angel of the Lord finds her there. Hagar is honest about what she is doing. She is honest about the circumstances that have landed her in this loneliness. The angel gives her a powerful promise about her future, and at the end of verse 11, he says these words, "Because the Lord has listened to your affliction." We are given a glimpse here of two powerful realities. First, God knows exactly where you are. Let me say that again. God knows exactly where you are. No matter how alone you may feel, how rejected and lonely, God knows where you are. He will always find you. Secondly, God listens to you. He hears your loneliness. He hears the cry of your heart. Loneliness is a reality, but God is with us. I love Hagar's response. Look at verses 13 and 14. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are a God of seeing." For she said, "Truly here, I have seen him who looks after me." Therefore, the well was called Beer Lahai Roi. It lies between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar gets to give God a name here. Literally, this is the God who sees me. She has met the one who looks after her. The name she gives the well means the well of the living one who sees me. Isn't that awesome? Here Hagar is, alone, abandoned, rejected, all by herself in the wilderness, and yet God sees her. This powerful truth is for us as well. The God who looks after us, the living one, he sees you and me. Even in our darkest moments, our God is the God who sees. Psalm 139, verse 12 says this, "Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." God sees us, just like he saw Hagar. You may feel alone. You may feel abandoned, rejected, and lonely. But know this, God sees you. You are not alone. The God we serve, he is the God who sees. He is the God who knows exactly where you are, no matter what. He sees. He knows. And he is with you. You are never so lost that he cannot find you. Never so alone that he is not with you. Our God sees. This is what we must remember when we feel lonely. We win today over loneliness by keeping in mind that just like Hagar, God sees you and me.